Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hiring in government, along with construction and health care, led the way. The nation's employers added 216,000 jobs last month.
In the latest sign that the American job market remains resilient, even in the face of sharply higher interest rates, the Labor Department says December's job gain exceeded the 173,000 that were added in November. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%, the 23rd straight month that joblessness has remained below 4%. Despite the low unemployment and cooling inflation, polls show that many Americans remain dissatisfied with the economy.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. For the fourth time in 3 months, Secretary of State Blinken is headed to the Middle East in advance of his visit. The BBC's Wira Davis in Jerusalem says that Israel's military chief is outlining his country's post-war vision for Gaza.
Talk of the day after in Gaza has led to deep disagreement in Israel. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has now published a four-corner plan. With Israel retaining overall security control, a multinational force would take charge of rebuilding Gaza after the widespread destruction of Israeli bombing. Neighboring Egypt would also have an unspecified role to play under Gallant's plan. But, says the minister, it is Palestinians who live in Gaza and they will be responsible for running it on the condition they're not hostile towards Israel nor operate against it.
Authorities not discussing a motive in yesterday's school shooting in Perry, Iowa. Police say the suspect, 17-year-old, took his own life after killing a sixth grader and wounding five people, including the Perry High School principal. Watching Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up 55 points. The Nasdaq ahead 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts, and now it's control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply.
This is News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Wondering why the Las Vegas real estate market is so tough, so volatile these days? Well, consider that a couple of Wall Street groups have been swapping homes here in Southern Nevada recently. In fact, last summer, Starwood Capital Group sold 264 Clark County homes to Invitation Homes for $98 million. Now, that deal was done in three different transactions, with most of the homes being sold were in Las Vegas as well as North Las Vegas. Wall Street-backed hedge funds and cash-rich investors, they've been buying up single-family homes across the country, including here in Las Vegas, since the Great Recession back in 2008-2009, which many experts say leads to fewer homes for families to buy. Now, such deals could also mean higher rental rates. A recent study predicts companies could own as much as 40% of the homes in the U.S. by 2030. Clark County School District, they need bus drivers, so they're hosting a job fair tomorrow. That fair being held at the school district's Arville Bus Yard. That's near the Orleans Hotel Casino. That's going on tomorrow from 8 in the morning until noon. Pay, it begins at $24.28 an hour. The school district provides paid training, too. More job fairs expected in February as well as March. A Las Vegas facility that cares for sick babies, they need your help. They're looking for baby snugglers. Silver State Pediatrics needs baby snugglers to provide that human touch for the newborns and infants with moms that may not be available to provide that care because of personal issues. Volunteers need to be 18 or older, pass a background check, and complete an interview. Check things out. Stop by Silver State Pediatrics on West Charleston. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gotcha. Yo. Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Pretty uneventful start to this Friday morning commute. Smooth sailing on our freeways as far as accidents go. It's going to be slow in the usual spots, and that certainly includes a resort corridor. Both sides of I-15 from Spring Mountain to Russell Road and back. Again, no accidents on or off the freeways right now. Clear sunny skies today, a high of 60 this afternoon, only 41 degrees right now. We do have a chilly weekend ahead, a chance of rain tomorrow evening into Sunday, and overnight lows in the mid-30s. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it, but we're 10 days away from the Iowa caucuses. This is going to be fascinating, fascinating stuff. We've talked about this for months now, and now it's right on top of us. And, of course, don't forget, coming up February 6th and 8th, we've got the primary and the caucus here in Nevada, so we'll be talking a lot about that. By the way, this hour brought to you by our friends at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. In fact, I was in the chair last week with him for about an hour. He can be your dentist, too, and now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value. It's absolutely free, and you know I just love free. True Dentistry with two locations, very conveniently located in the Southwest, that's where I go, and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. Okay, want to go to the audio sound bites. We've been talking a lot this morning about what happened just about 24 hours ago in Perry, Iowa. A mass shooting, believe it or not, at the Perry High School. The shooter is dead via a self-inflicted wound. Eric Vaughn, and this is cut four, by the way, guys. Eric Vaughn is the Perry, Iowa police chief. He was visibly shaken yesterday at a news conference at Perry High School. Here it is.
I want to thank the quick actions of the Dallas County dispatchers who handled and dispatched the calls regarding this tragic event this morning. I also want to recognize the initial officers from the Perry and Dallas County Sheriff's Office and their actions on scene. Thank you to the massive response from agencies throughout the area, including EMS, for their assistance today. It is truly amazing to see first responders work together in these crisis situations. And I cannot forget to recognize the teachers, faculty, and students involved who acted bravely and heroically in this tragic situation. Thank you to the community support we have seen and we will continue to need in the future. All of our condolences to the victims and their families, They need your thoughts and prayers, as well as time and space to process and to grieve. This community has been through tough times before and have rallied together. I'm sure this time will be no.
Eric Vaughn, the Perry, Iowa police chief, commenting yesterday and being visibly shaken by what transpired yesterday in Perry, Iowa. We'll have obviously a lot more learning about motive and other things. A 17-year-old shooter. Unbelievable. Mitch Morvet is with law enforcement there in Perry, Iowa, laying out exactly how this all went down. This is cut number three. Go.
My name's Mitch Mortvet. I'm an assistant director with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. At 7:37 a.m., excuse me, on January 4th, 2024, the Perry Police Department responded to an active shooter event at Perry High School. Meanwhile, Dallas County Communications was also receiving multiple 911 calls of an active shooter at the high school. Perry police officers responded within minutes. They immediately made entry and witnessed students and faculty either sheltering in place or running from the school. Once inside, they located multiple individuals with gunshot wounds. Officers immediately attempted to locate the source of the threat and quickly found what appeared to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. As additional officers responded, a systematic approach search of the school took place. Officers located during the search of the school an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe. Numerous officers from multiple agencies were able to secure the school and verify no additional threats. At the same time, first responders were rendering aid to the victims, who were later transported to area hospitals. The shooter has been identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High School. Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting. Law enforcement is working to secure those pieces of evidence. All evidence thus far suggests that Butler acted alone.
Mitch Morvet in Perry, Iowa. We'll have more on that story as we go along. We'll be learning more about motive and all kinds of other things, you know, how and why this gun tragedy happened again, this time Perry, Iowa. We are, hard to believe it, we're down to 10 days and counting to the Iowa caucuses. This is big stuff. We're down to just a handful of candidates. Keith Skipper joins us, the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. And Keith, we're getting down to the short strokes here. We're going to have two. My understanding is we're going to have two Republicans on the stage for the debates. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect next Wednesday?
Yeah, Kevin. I mean, we are. Man, it's hard to believe, but the official start to this primary, as far as votes are concerned, is less than 2 weeks away, and we'll have a final Iowa debate before Iowa next week. And I think it's going to be very interesting because we're only going to have likely two candidates on the stage. You know, President Trump has made it clear he doesn't intend to go, but he's the other one that has qualified. And so I think that's going to give an opportunity to really hear a lot more detail to what Governor DeSantis and Ambassador Haley are thinking as far as what they would do for this country. And so I think it's a great opportunity to really get to know these candidates and get to know, you know, what they're planning to do. But more importantly, I actually think it's a good opportunity for us to showcase the Republican agenda without, I think, as much of the kind of talking over one another. When you have a very full stage, you know, you get a lot of just kind of like this white noise. I think here we're going to get more substance, and I think that's actually going to be helpful for our party as a whole, so that no matter who our nominee is, voters will see exactly what this Republican Party stands for and talk about how Joe Biden has failed this country.
I'm not sure if you saw any of the CNN town halls last night. I was really impressed with both candidates, both Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. It shows that from a bullpen standpoint, regardless of what happens to who wins the Iowa caucus or New Hampshire, we've got a pretty deep bullpen that the Democrats just can't match.
Absolutely. I mean, especially I watched some of it, and I you just kind of see the vigor and the how much life those two kind of seem to have themselves, and show that the Republican Party has life. And you compare that to, Joe Biden, who has been on vacation for weeks. He's going on vacation again this weekend. I'm sure next weekend, leading into Martin Luther King Day, he'll go on vacation again. Like, he just doesn't have that same stamina. And so it's a very exciting time to be Republican. We do have a deep bench. You look at their Democrat Party, what do they have? They don't want Joe Biden, but they don't have a natural successor for him, because they just don't have the same bench that we have. So it's a good time to be a Republican. It's great. It's a fun time. I just love the Iowa caucus. I'll be in Iowa next weekend for an event with our chair. And I can't wait to just get this going and move forward to getting a nominee, so we can finally go one-on-one with Joe Biden and put an end to his reign in the White House.
Will there be any more debates after Iowa?
Yes, there will be. I know there's at least two debates scheduled in New Hampshire, just before New Hampshire. And then from there, it's a matter of, are there candidates? Are there enough candidates that are still around that want to be in on the debate stage? Or there's a lot of question marks about where we go from here. But the RNC has kind of taken a step back, and have we understand that these candidates really want to go out and do a lot of debates, and they want to do more than just the RNC sanctioned debates. So we have released them from the pledge that they signed that they would only do RNC sanctioned debates, so they can have that ability. And that's what you're going to see next week in Iowa, is a CNN hosting a debate that is a debate that is not sanctioned by the RNC. And so we may see more of those debates going forward, since no longer are these candidates bound to only do RNC debates.
We are still waiting to see if the United States Supreme Court will accept the case of Donald J. Trump as states try and keep him off the ballot. Your thoughts and the thoughts of the RNC, are you folks getting involved in this at all?
We actually will have some news later today on that. We will be, making it clear that we are not going to sit back and allow this election interference to take place. We've been in the fight. We've filed briefs in both Colorado and Minnesota, which also is taking up this case. We filed briefs in those two states, and we're going to continue fighting this, because liberal judges and bureaucrats do not get to outweigh the voice of voters. Voters will decide who they want to be their nominee and who they want to be their president. And so we are united in that. I don't know a single Republican, even Republicans such as Chris Christie, who has made it very clear he is never going to be a fan of Donald Trump, has said that we can't allow judges to decide who is and is not on ballot. That's just third world country stuff.
And let me just ask you, you mentioned Chris Christie, one of the candidates who will not be on the stage in Iowa. In subsequent debates, is it possible that some of these candidates that are not on the stage for this one might be on the stage for future debates?
Yeah, it certainly is possible. The big thing for the future, the debates that are on the scheduled right now, they don't have the same criteria as we're concerned when it comes to donors, but they do have the criteria of polling. And in New Hampshire, Chris Christie has spent a lot of time in New Hampshire. It's the state where he polls the best. So there's a chance he could make the New Hampshire debate stage. It really is a matter of showing that you have the support and then having that reflected in polling, and that can get you qualified for these future debates held by or being sponsored by these media organizations.
What is the sense you are getting from the Supreme Court? Donald J. Trump has asked them to take up this cause. Do you see them doing so, and sooner or later? Does it matter?
I think, you know, well, in Colorado, my understanding is that there's a stay in place, and so should the Supreme Court take it up, I think the Supreme Court will. I would be completely shocked if they did not. So then that should, once that happens, I think Donald Trump will be on the primary ballot there, but we'll see, I suppose. I think the Supreme Court will act fairly quickly for the Supreme Court. You know, they don't, fairly quickly for them may not be as quickly as what we consider quick. You know, it's not like, you know, run to the store real quick. It's not that quick, but I think for them, they're going to act very fast and right this wrong, because they don't want the judiciary to suddenly be deciding who is and who's not on ballots. I mean, that's a slippery slope. Do you really want judges in red states to be deciding if Joe Biden can be on the ballot? So I think the Supreme Court will move quickly, and I think they will right this wrong.
I am curious what you think of the notion that we need a unanimous decision from SCOTUS. Do you believe that is necessary? We're hearing it from both sides of the issue that they'd like to see a unanimous decision. What do you think?
Yeah, we certainly would like to see a unanimous decision. I think it would be good with the health of our judiciary if all the judges stand together and say, like, no, like, this is absurd. This, you know, you're throwing him off the ballot for a crime he's never been charged with, let alone convicted of. It should be unanimous. At the end of the day, like, it obviously 5-4, that's what it has to be no matter what. But yes, it would be good to see unanimous, but because you don't want to see these, you know, very far left judges on the Supreme Court kind of showing their cards that they're going to be activists and not impartial justices. So yes, it would be that would be the ideal scenario. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath. You know, some of these justices have shown that they are more political operators than someone that should be sitting on that bench just strictly calling balls and strikes. But time will tell. We'll find out. And at the end of the day, it needs to be 5-4. It will be at least 5-4. Like, this will be this wrong will be righted by the Supreme Court.
Keith Skipper joining us. He is the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us on a regular basis on this radio program. I want to ask you, because I keep being asked by people, what should I do? What should I do? We've got ballots going out to people for a primary. We've got a caucus set for the 8th of February. We are on the cusp of making history here. And I guess my question is, the question I get is, what should I do as a voter? I'm going to be getting this thing in the mail. They want me to go to a caucus. What's the deal? What should voters do? Should they participate in both or just one of these events?
Well, if your number one goal is to have a say in who Nevada will be nominating at the RNC convention in Milwaukee, then you need to go to the caucus. The caucus is what will decide who gets the delegates, which candidate gets the delegates. If you are concerned, like I know some are, I've talked to a lot of friends who are, you know, they want to be sure that they vote, you know, they participate in the caucus and their candidate's in the caucus. And so there's not a whole lot of reason to vote in the primary other than they don't want their perfect voting record to have a blemish on it. You know, there's always the option of voting none of the above if your candidate's not on there. So, you know, I think it's a matter of what is your priority. But if your priority is having a say in who our nominee is going to be, you got to do the caucus. I mean, it has to be the caucus. That is where the delegates for Nevada will be coming from. So if you want to have a say, and I hope you all want to say have that say as Republicans, please go to the caucus. And you can go to the Nevada Republican Party website right now, and they have all the caucus locations there, nvgop.org. Or NevadaGOP.org, please do that and make a plan to participate in the caucus.
Is it complex how the caucus actually works? And I know we've been doing it for years.
It's not as complex as I think some people believe it is. It seems daunting, obviously. You know, you got to go on an evening, and it's, you know, there is some time that is involved, but it really is not it's not like we're asking you to build a a fighter jet or anything. It's very simple, very straightforward. It actually doesn't take as much time as I think most people would have you believe. And it's actually kind of fun. You see your neighbors, you get to kind of feel, you get to feel it's a very grassroots way of nominating and participating in a nominating contest. And it's actually, I don't know, I've participated in caucuses before, you kind of leave a little bit more juiced up, you see your neighbors, you see your folks in your community who are with you on the, at least on the Republican side. You may disagree on who to nominate, but you see that there's a lot of energy to elect a Republican, and you leave kind of rejuvenated.
And when will we know which candidates are getting delegates?
I mean, we should have an idea that night. Chairman McDonald this is his second caucus that he has run. He came in after 2012, which by all, everyone knows was not the most well-run caucus by the state party. Chairman McDonald got his first crack at it in 2016, and it was very well ran. And we found out, we had results very quickly about who won. It's a little bit, we'll find out there who has the support. And then there is actually a process afterwards that goes forward to electing the actual delegates and, at the counties and then on the state and whatnot. But we'll have an idea of who won, I think, the evening of the caucus.
So the advice is what? Participate in both on the 6th, the primary election, and then on the 8th, the caucus. Your advice is to do both?
My advice is to go to the caucus, do the caucus, participate in that. And if you are concerned about your voting record or whatever, you can participate in the primary. But my suggestion is, first and foremost, make sure you're at the caucus, because if you're a Republican and you want to have a say, that's where it counts. My suggestion is make sure you make a plan to caucus on February 8th.
Commit to caucus. That's what it's called. Keith Skipper, thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. I know we're going to be talking with you a lot over the next few months. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on. Happy New Year, and I hope you had good holidays and well-rested. We got a lot of work this year.
We got a lot of work to do. Keith Skipper joining us, the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, joining us on this very radio program. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball.
but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and